Kevin Nizami is one of the founders of Oscar, a new online healthcare provider in Soho.
We have 13 days, 16 hours, 55 minutes, and 31 seconds until we delight our first customer.
And it actually says there, until we delight our first customer.
You got it.
I found the same round-the-clock atmosphere at Softheon, an IT company in Stony Brook that's building online exchanges for Massachusetts.
It's more like an election time. You know what happens at a political party? The people work these 18, 20 hours a day. That's exactly what we are doing right now here.
That's Eugene Sayon, their CEO. His employees may be overworked, but they're not underfed.
Basically, I said, just get them whatever they want. So free lunch, free dinner, free breakfast. We cover them all up.
Where's the ping pong table?
Well, I told you we don't have ping pong footballs. Nothing in here.
On one hand, a healthcare exchange shouldn't be that complicated. It's kind of like a travel website. Sanjay Singh runs the company Hcentive, which is creating healthcare exchanges for New York and other states.
So you will come to the portal, you will provide your basic information, create an account, and after that you shop like you shop on Expedia. Now you can compare plans like you were not able to do before, and then whatever you like, you buy, and then you are off exchange after that.
So it's pretty straightforward, except when it's not.
You can enroll anytime after October 1, but your policy will actually will be effective as of January 1st.
Eugene Sayon from Softheon.
We expect people going to be enrolled into the multiple health plans as part of the process and wait till the 31st, and they're going to say, oh, I'm not going to pay this one. Imagine that you make 3 flight reservations in advance. The day of the flight, you say you pick the one that you want to fly with.
And here's another issue. When the websites verify your identity or your eligibility for programs like Medicaid, they get that data from state governments or hospitals. Those records are not always state-of-the-art, according to engineers Warren Kaiser and Mario Schlosser, who work at Oscar.
A lot of the data comes from really old mainframes from, like, probably in the same era that Tron came out.
If you want to get a printout of your medical history as a consumer, you got to essentially go to all the places you've been to in the past, all doctors, all hospitals, and literally ask for a fax. You know, that's basically the prime mode of communication in the healthcare system. I think the main industry keeping the fax industry alive, pretty much.
Let's throw one more wrench into the gears. Us. If we type a wrong number or forget to input a piece of information, the websites will give us a false estimate of how much insurance will cost. That's what Eugene Sayon's engineers are doing day and night, pretending to be us and pretending to be confused.
If that system is not accurate and it starts giving misleading information, that's going to turn off a lot of people. That's not going to be a happy customer.
And Sanjay Singh worries those customers may be fodder for critics of Obamacare.
You know, any system of this length, you think about it, on day one, and you look at 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the road, it will look so different from the initial version that was rolled out that you, in many cases, you won't be able to recognize the original system.
Some states are launching partial websites, promising to fill in the gaps by 2014. But Kevin Nizami thinks that's a great opportunity for his company, Oscar.
Every day we will be releasing stuff. And sometimes we'll have multiple releases in a single day.
That's because Oscar is not a healthcare exchange, but a new kind of online insurance. If these other companies are trying to be like Priceline, where you buy a ticket, Oscar is trying to be an airline like JetBlue, attractive to young consumers. Their interface looks like a Facebook timeline. Again, Mario Schlosser.
If a physician wants to know what medications you're on, he can log into a simple provider portal. He can see the information about the patients he's treating that are on Oscar. And so this real-time visibility of your data as it pertains to the healthcare system is a really important point of what we're building.
These entrepreneurs are putting all their chips on healthcare. I met engineers that left comfy jobs at the New York Times, the New York Stock Exchange, and Google.
We kind of bet all chips on 32 black. That's it.
So far, they've weathered a Supreme Court decision, a presidential election, and now the threat of a government shutdown, hoping they made the right bet. For WNYC, I'm Eric Malinsky.